From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Officials from the 10-Nation Association of Southeast Asian Nations are in Manila for their 31st meeting. President Donald Trump is attending that two-day session. He's also holding talks with host Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte. Speaking ahead of the summit, Mr. Duterte sought to avoid confronting China over the South China Sea, calling it the region's number one economic powerhouse.
And we have to be friends. The other hotheads would like us to confront China and the rest of the world for so many issues. The South China Sea is better left untouched.
His comments followed an earlier offer by Mr. Trump to act as a mediator to ease disputes over territorial claims. Mr. Duterte also said he doesn't expect his controversial anti-drug program will be discussed when the two meet. The Asia Foundation's Stephen Rood said the controversial drug war has the backing of the public for now.
However, there is growing concern about the fact that so many people are killed in the course of that war, and that concern has been growing. So in the end, if that's the only way that the drug war is being fought, it could undercut support for it.
The crackdown has taken nearly 4,000 lives since last year. Rights groups criticized it over alleged extrajudicial killings. Mr. Duterte said he has never told the police to break the law. In Central African Republic, at least 7 people were killed, several others wounded in a grenade attack on a concert in the capital Bangui, as well as other reprisal shootings. The city and much of the impoverished landlocked nation has been embroiled in sectarian and ethnic violence between Muslims and Christians since a Muslim-led coup in 2013. The UN Security Council is scheduled to vote this week to authorize another 900 troops to reinforce the 12,000 there. This is VOA News.